Now, because of you, Les, and because I live so far, I'm spending that £300 and something on you, Les. So that means every single month I'm wiped out before I even start my month. I've got, for the first time in, what is it, over 15 years, I've now got an overdraft. I'm in perpetual overdraft and debt because I can't afford to feed myself, feed my daughter, and even buy essentials. Right now, I'm waiting for payday just to buy milk. Who do I turn to if I can't get universal credit? People like me are left out of the equation because the council says to me, I earn too much. Universal credit says to me, I earn too much. But you've got ULEZ that's come and taken over my, money that I had to buy these things. Now I don't have anything. Who am I to go to?
Well, Sarah, thanks for your call. Can I deal with the various points you raise in the order you've raised them? So firstly, the housing issue. Secondly, benefits issue. Thirdly, ULEZ issue. So we have got a housing crisis across the country, and the irony is we're spending more money in benefits than we are in bricks and mortar. You mentioned housing benefit and so forth. So what we should be doing is spending more on bricks and mortar, which would reduce the benefits bill that you referred to. So the reason why you've got a gap between the money you receive from housing benefit and your rent is because the housing benefit has not increased with the rent for a number of years, because the government froze the amount of money that those in receipt of housing benefit gets. Even though you're working, you're entitled to housing benefit because the rent is so high and in relation to the ultra low emission zone. I'd encourage you to, we've now increased the scrappage scheme, so anybody in London, it used to be you had to earn below a certain level, but anybody is eligible now for the scrappage scheme. 41,000 people have taken advantage of the scrappage scheme. Many have bought new vehicles. And I'd encourage you to, after this call, go to the TfL website to see what you're entitled to in relation to your car, because that will reduce the pressures there are on you. The cost of living crisis is affecting many, many people across the country, including in London. I'm desperately sorry for the plight you're facing. The no-fault eviction that you were at the receiving end on is causing big problems across the country. We've said to the government they should end the Section 21 no-fault eviction. They should give tenants like you longer notice periods if you are being evicted, but you should only be evicted if there's a good reason for a landlord to evict you, because what we're seeing, I'm afraid, is more and more London has been evicted through Section 21 when the government promised 3-4 years ago they would end that.
But you mentioned the, the scrappage scheme. Mm. If for the scrappage scheme, they only give you £2,000. £2,000 is not going to buy me a ULEZ car.
ULEZ complying. So with respect, it does.
I'm already paying. I still got £3,000 left on the car that I have.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I can't get a new car because I can't afford it.
Yeah, so just I say in a respectful way, you can get a ULEZ compliant car for the amount of money available in the scrappage scheme. I know this because many people have, but also we speak to those who show cars for sale.